The following she'er has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's she'er will be in Yevamos Perek Shlishi on Daf Chof Zayin. I want to begin, before I discuss the Gemara, by asking an interesting, fascinating question on davening. And you'll see why this question can be answered from our Gemara. In the Nishmas Tefillah that we say on Shabbos and Yom Ha'Noraim, it says when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMehulol Baroi V'Tishbachos. Hashem is HaMehulol, He's the praised Baroi V'Tishbachos with a majority of Tishbachos. The question arises, what does it mean He's Mehulol Baroi V'Tishbachos, with a majority of Tishbachos? That would seem us to conclude that he's not Mehulol in all Tishbachos. Only a majority of the Tishbachos are relevant to Hashem. Now that's problematic. How could it be that Hashem is only Mehulol in Roiva Tishbachos? After all, Hashem is the most Meshubach thing there is and exists and it will ever exist. So how could we say only a majority of Tishbachos? That's the question we're going to answer today in today's shiur. Now before I answer that, we have to take a good look at what the word rov means. When we say the word rov, what does it really mean? And the truth is, this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Chof Aleph, and Aruch Chaim. In Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Chof Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses a halacha of Birkas Hoidas Geshamim, what a person should daven to and thank Hashem for when rain comes. The Shulchan Aruch says that if there was a tsar and it was a drought and there was no rain for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden rain came, the halacha is you have to make a bracha and thank Hashem for the rain. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Umah Mevorech in Sif Beis, what blessing do you actually make on rain? And it says, Im Ein Lo Yisadeh, if he doesn't have a field, he says, Moida Anachnu Melucha Hashem Elokeinu, I'll call Tipa V'Tipa Sheirat Alanu, thank you for all the tipas you gave us. And you're choisim by saying, Brocha to Hashem, Roiv ahoidos. Thank you, Hashem, for the rain, Rov hahodos. What does it mean he's the majority of thanks is to you? The majority of thanks is to you. That's a little bit problematic. How could it be that only the majority of thanks is to Hashem? After all, Hashem should be all the thanks in the world, not only the majority of the thanks. So this question is posed by the Levush on Shulchan Aruch. The Levush on Shulchan Aruch says that it's not right for a Yid to zogin with regards to the Eibishter, Roiv Ahoidos, because Hashem is all Ahoidos. And he says, Chas v'shalom, to say the word Rov. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah comes in and answers and says, no, the Eliyahu Rabbah. The word Rov could be used to describe the Hoidos that we have to give to Hashem. Ah, you have the question from the Levush. The word Rov means majority. Not the fear, says the Eliyahu Rabbah. The word Rov doesn't actually mean majority, but rather Rov can mean additional two things. What could Rov additionally mean besides majority? So says the Eliyahu Rabbah, Rov can mean big. It could be a shame toyar for big. Big, that's a description, right? Or it can mean an influx. He says it can mean big or it can mean influx. It does not have to mean majority. Therefore, it is proper to say regarding Hashem that Hashem is Rova Hodos. He is the biggest Hodos there is. Or if it would mean influx, he is the influx of a Hodos. But it does not mean majority. Even though the word Rov, generally we accustomed throughout Shas to say Ruboi Kekuloi, majority is like the whole thing. Over here, Rov doesn't mean a majority, it means either big or influx. That's the answer of the Eliyahu Rabbah. And he says, therefore, we should continue and say the word Rov. Now that's with regarding the word Rov and regarding different Nuschois and Davening. On the opposite extreme, what does the word call mean? Does call mean everything? Or could call have more than one meaning? Well, let's think for a second. If rov could have three meanings, we're saying, it can mean majority, which does not mean that during Nishmas, according to Eliyahu Rabbah. Or it can mean, like the Elie Rabbe says, bigger influx. That's what Rove can mean, which we can understand. We can understand that Rove has three meanings, but Kol really should mean all. However, the poskim also discuss what does Rove mean. And I'll show you an example. On the Rosh Hashanah davening, we just davened. We say many times, Akfelus Haloshin. For example, in the Tefillah Shemona Esrei, it says, V'kol harisha kula ka'oshin tichle. What does it mean, kol harosho kulai? Why do you need a double oshin? All the risha, all of it. Why is it a double oshin, kol risha kulai? The same token, we see a lot of times in davening, on other examples, when it says, Meloich al kol olam kuloi, Hashem is Meloich al kol olam kuloi. Why did it say kuloi twice? Why is this double lashon? And the truth is, due to this double lashon, some Bali Tfiyas say, Ein l'chanami, that this is just akfilas lashon. And that's exactly what the Levush says. The Levush says over there in the Rosh Hashanah davening, that kol olam kuloi, kol arishu kuloi, is a akfilas lashon. It is extra. We could say it. It is not a bad connotation. However, it is extra. That's the sheet of the Levush. However, the Taz says a beautiful answer. He says no. He says the word call is needed. It is not a kfeilus aloshin. How does the Taz come and answer that saying it's not a kfeilus aloshin? He brings our Gemara. Because our Gemara in Yevamis, how would you think to believe to answer a question on a davening on Rosh Hashanah, we use a Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Chav Zayin? How unbelievable is the Torah Kedosha? The Gemara in Yevamis and Daf Chav Zayin that we learned today in the Daf, it says, Kev on the Rubel Gabe, Kori Le Kulon. It's explaining the Lushan of the Heliga Moira. When it says Kulon, he didn't mean Kulon. He meant Kev on the Roiv Gabe, Kori Le Kulon. Sometimes when you only have a majority, majority is also used with the word Kulon. So Kulon cannot, doesn't always mean all. When it says kol arisho kuloi, and when it says meloikol kol oilam kuloi, why is it a double aloshin? It's coming to lafuke, to exclude the meaning of kuloi to mean only majority, like we have in the Gemara and Yevamos and Daf Chav Zayin. Then I would think, if I said only one word koil, that it would mean majority, it wouldn't mean all. And therefore, we need a kfeilus aloshin to tell us all means all. Hashem is meloik al kol olam kuloi, all, not like the Gemara and Yevamos. Kol rishul kuloi means all, not like the Gemara and Yevamos. But I would think kol means only a minority. Unbelievable Taz. That Taz could be found off north in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, over there in Or HaChaim, in Simin, Tof Kuf Pei Beis Sif Gimel, and Sif Katan Gimel in the Taz. Now, this Taz is unbelievable. And I want to show you how we could use this Taz in more practical and other ramifications in Nuschois, not only in Davening, but Nuschois in other things. For example, in Hilchos Eruv Chatzerus, in Simin Shin Pei, the Mechaber says that when someone, we know what Eruv Chatzer is when people live together in a building, and they combine with bread, and they make themselves, in fact, like they live together. And it says over there in the Nusach of the Eruv Chatzeris that you have to mevatel Rishus to everyone else. And it says the Lashon a person uses when he's mevatel Rishus, and it says over there that Sorach Sheyoymar, the person who's mevatel Rishus, he has to say, Rishusi, my Rishus, Mevutelis l'cho l'cho, ve'en moyel shoneim rishusi mevutelis l'kulam. You can't say my rishus is mevatel to all of you. You have to say l'cho l'cho, and you have to mefarid each person. The word all is not enough. Over there in Erev Chatzeris. That the Taz says, what's the reason? Why is it not sufficient to say an Erev Chatzeris call? The answer being is because the same token. I would think call does not mean all. I would think it only means majority. Because sometimes the word all can mean majority, like our Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Chav Zayin. And therefore, we have to say, L'cho, u'l'cho, each person mevatel reshus, to specify each one, because we might be mistaken what the word call means. However, kumt the Tosfos Shabbos and frekt abam kasha on the Taz. The Tosfos Shabbos is in Simin Shin Pei Sifkon Aleph. And he asked on the Taz, that we have a steer to this concept, like the Taz is saying that kol can mean majority, because we have a Mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Samach Vov, Amud Bey says, Ha'oimer kulchem, kismu kulchem koismu. He tells a group of Edom, all of you write the get, all of you chasm on the get. So the halacha is, if one of the Edom die, Harry's a get bottle. The get's bottle. Why? Because when he said kulam, he meant all of them. Frag the toys v'shabes. Why is the get bottle if one of them die when he says kulchem kismu? I, according to the Taz, kulchem can mean majority. It doesn't have to mean all. And if it doesn't have to mean all, why don't we say that it only means majority and the get's a good get? As they frag the toys v'shabes. Kumt the shoot, Yehuda Yale. Yehuda Yale is a fantastic tshuva sefer. If you look over there in Chelik Aleph and Orachaim, Mesim and Sadi Aleph, he answers a bam teretz to mitaris a toisvis Shabbos question on the Taz. And he says like this, that vadai, majority of the word kulchem means everyone. That's what kulchem means, it means everyone. However, he says, sometimes kulchem can mean roiv. So people interuse and interchange the word kulchem with roiv and not roiv. So he says, we're not sure really what kulchem means. We have to be machmir mikol atzadim. We have to be machmir. And therefore, when it comes to Erev Chatzeris, when you want to make an Erev Chatzeris, you want to shaf an Erev Chatzeris and be makel and rely on the Erev Chatzeris, you got to be sure that you're mevatel, you're reshus to everyone, and therefore you can't rely on the word kulchem means everyone. So too in the davening, where it says kol olam kuloi bichvoido, it has to be clear that it means everyone. It means to fuki the gemara in Yevamos and Avchav Zayin. But when it comes to getting, and we want to be lenient in the get, and we want to say the word kulchem means roiv, that we can't do. We can't say when someone says to a group of people, kulchem kisvu is a get, oh, you should write the get. The word kulchem then means majority, and therefore save the get and use the get, and be makshur the get. That would be using the word kulchem in a lenient and makel sense interpretation of roiv. We can't say it's roiv to be makel. We could only be machmir on both stodim. And that's what the Yehuda Yale says, that when we have the word kuloi, we're machmir and we're choshesh. It may mean roiv, it may not mean roiv. And that's his answer to the Taz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.